anybody that knows anything about plant pathology at Minnesota is historically, it was a very rigorous program. And I'm not sure they were prepared for me nor me for them. But I came, I found that there was much more to plant pathology than I had assumed there was. I worked, my job was to try to purify an unknown virus that was attacking oat. And it turned out to be a very small RNA virus, icosahedron RNA virus, that also multiplied in its insect vector. So I had no assay except to inject insects, leafhoppers. But in the process, I began to see what was happening around me. And in Minnesota, the idea was that you didn't learn as much in the classroom as you did from your fellow students and from just being there. And Minnesota was more or less a 6-day-a-week, 12-hour-day graduate program. But I find plant pathology is an infinitely interesting biological field. It's probably, it takes so many different disciplines in to produce a plant pathologist, a good plant pathologist. And it's something that you never really actually achieve. You're always striving to be a better plant pathologist. APS becomes more and more the focal point of where do we get the information from. APS Press is extremely important. And those that contribute to APS Press success are very, very important. And also its internet presence has really taken hold. So APS is I think more important than it was, at least at the national level, than when I was young.